day with a little AM inspiration. Right here on Inspiration Radio, AM 1110, WTIF.
Yes, my brothers and sisters, welcome back to AM Inspiration. I'm your host, Pete O'Shea. Hope you're having a great day. Hope you like us today on Facebook. Go to Facebook, WTIS AM 1110, and click like. All right, so yesterday was the birthday of my next guest, so I want to say again, and we said it yesterday on the show, but I want to say again to you, happy birthday, Dr. Lenhart.
Thank you.
She's dancing along to the song. All right. Again, Dr. Lenhart is our WTIS health expert. She's also the medical director of Peaks of Health Metabolic Medical Center in Largo. Go to peaksofhealth.com or give her a call at 727-826-0838. Doc, let's get right into it because we got a very big topic today. We're going to talk about glutens, right? That's what we're going to talk about today?
Yeah, gluten. One of the biggest things out there right now.
All right. Tell us, let's start right with a definition. What is gluten?
Gluten is a protein. It's the protein that's actually found in wheat. So wheat's mainly protein or starch, and it makes up about 11 to 15% of the actual wheat.
Okay, and so should people be actually trying to be on a gluten-free diet? Is that what you're trying to do if you're looking for good stomach health?
Well, the thing with gluten is it's a protein we can't digest. So, you know, and today they put gluten in everything. It thickens up a lot of our foods, so it's in all of our processed foods. And we're getting about 40% more gluten today than we did about 30 or 40 years ago, which is why now we're having such an issue with it.
So anything that's got like food additives or flavoring, stabilizers, or like the way you say the thickening agents, that's all gluten. Gluten right there.
Gravies, all of that stuff is usually a gluten added in it.
Of course, my favorite thing. I could eat a gravy sandwich and I'm a happy guy. All right, so from that you can get really serious conditions though, right? You can have, I mean, if you really have a lot of gluten in your diet, and we're not just talking about some son of a gut problem, we're talking about serious problems, right? What is it, celiac? Am I saying that right? Celiac disease?
Celiac disease is a hereditary genetic disorder where people have this gene that really responds to gluten. And because of that, they are virtually allergic to it, and it totally destroys the gut lining of their system, which is why they get so sick.
Wow. And so people have some severe, what we would call wheat or gluten sensitivity, right? Explain that for us a little bit.
Well, the sensitivity is, almost everybody is sensitive to it. You know, there's virtually nobody who's not going to be sensitive to it if they eat enough of it. Because what gluten does is it breaks down the lining of the GI tract. So it does it in varying degrees, depending on how much people have been exposed to or how many other issues they have. So this is why people get bloated, they get, you know, diarrhea, they get the cramping. We commonly call it irritable bowel syndrome. So most people, I tell people, you know, you have to do this expensive testing. Go gluten-free for 2 weeks and see how you feel. If you feel much better, then you might want to stay away from it.
But how easy is it, though, in our day and age? Well, like you said, it's peripherated through everything we have. To go gluten-free, can it actually be done? Can you set up a diet that's gluten-free?
Yeah, you can actually now because the food industry is starting to really respond to this, realizing there are so many people now. You know, it's about 1 in 100 people are celiac, and that's the extreme version.
Is that right? 1 in 100? Wow.
About 1 in 100 right now. And so because of that, you know, those people have to go completely gluten-free. So now you can find gluten-free foods almost anywhere. And if you stick to the type of diet we're on, you know, at our office, it's a natural, more, you know, Mediterranean Paleolithic diet that doesn't have much gluten in it anyway, because we don't, you know, we eat all fresh fruits, vegetables, lean proteins, and things like that. They don't have gluten in them. If it's natural food, they don't add it to it.
But are there any grain foods or starches that are acceptable in a gluten-free diet?
Yeah, the big ones you have to stay away from are wheat, barley, and rye. So if you're into rice protein, almond flour, you know, there's a lot of different things out there. Rice is gluten-free. So
rice is gluten-free.
Rice is gluten-free.
Okay, so rice is okay.
Oatmeal, but if you do real oatmeal. Oatmeal in the U.S. is combined oatmeal, so they kind of blend it with other things. So that probably won't be gluten-free, but if you do like steel-cut oatmeal, that's gluten-free.
Okay, you've said that before, real oatmeal. So in other words, the packaged stuff we buy, that's not real oatmeal.
No, it's processed oatmeal.
Right. So you got to get the real thing, which is actually unprocessed and clean and crisp and right oatmeal in order to have that work, right?
Correct, because oats is not gluten.
Right.
So if you do actually real oats, then you're okay.
Wheatgrass, that's reportedly safe. Is that good, wheatgrass?
Wheatgrass, in most cases, is going to be safe, again, if you're getting actual real wheatgrass. You know, a lot of these things are blended, so you have to be a little bit careful about what you're getting.
So if you decided you're going to go out and you want to start a real gluten-free diet, going to the Publix or the Albertsons probably isn't the right move. You got to go to an organic store, right? I'm guessing on that.
Well, actually, Publix is starting to get a lot of gluten-free food in. So, I mean, there are some, you know, specialty stores around that have a lot more. Rollin' Oats in St. Petersburg has a lot of gluten-free foods. You know, a lot of the more natural stores have a lot more gluten-free foods. But, you know, some of these main stores are starting to respond and get a lot more gluten-free foods in.
All right, and tell me about this grain-like seed that's very tasty that is actually gluten-free. I'm not going to try and pronounce it. You're better at that than I am.
Is it quinoa?
Yeah, that's it. Is that quinoa? What's that all about?
Quinoa is, you know, it's a bit of grain that's been out there for a while, more used in Europe or the, you know, Asian areas, but it's really quite good. And if you mix it with rice, it's excellent.
Really?
Yeah, I actually eat one from a company called Seeds of Change. It's called Brown Rice and Quinoa, and it's organic, and it's easy to make, you know. It's already pre-done for you, and it tastes great. My daughter loves it.
Okay, so those are ways that you can start to... Should they do it all at once? Should you just go completely gluten-free all at once, or should you do it a little at a time?
Well, again, same thing. I tell people if they want to find out if they have a problem, just completely take it out of your diet for 2 weeks. For 2 weeks, it's not that difficult to stay away from, you know, because there are great gluten-free breads. Millet is gluten-free.
Okay.
So we use a millet and flax bread that tastes great, you know, so you don't have a problem there. But it's, you know, so you don't have to completely take that stuff out of the diet, just switch it around. But if you feel great after 2 weeks, you're good.
Then you're good to go. And then at that point, you're just going to try and keep on that gluten-free diet. Okay. All right, we're going to talk more about this when you come on tomorrow, Wednesday, on the Pete O'Shea Show. You're also going to give me and Tommy an IV of a Myers cocktail. Tell us a little bit about that. Give us a little preview of that, because I'm scared of needles, Doc. You gonna get me through this?
Yeah, it's a really simple IV. It takes about 15 to 20 minutes, sometimes 30 if we want to put it in slower. It has a lot of magnesium, so it's great for stress. It's our pick-me-up. We use it for migraine headaches. It'll break a migraine in a heartbeat. We use it for asthmatics because it helps break asthmatic reactions. We use it for our stressed patients to kind of get them to relax, anxiety. So it's really great for the holidays when you're really stressed out.
And that's part of the Give the Gift of Health program. Right now on the website, right? Tell us again a little bit about that.
I guess it's after, you know, opportunity for people to kind of give help instead of give all these presents. You know, these are people things they don't want all the time. This is an opportunity to give somebody something healthy.
There's weight loss there. There's the Myers cocktail there. There's just going to see the doc. All sorts of great things. So go to peaksofhealth.com right now and check that out. And give the gift of health this holiday season. Dr. Lenhart, thanks so much for coming on. Telling us about the things that are important like this, like gluten. And we'll talk more about it tomorrow on the Pete O'Shea Show. And you'll IV me up, okay? And
Absolutely.
Tommy, too.
Absolutely.
All right. Dr. Tracy Lenhart, the medical director of Peaks of Health Metabolic Medical Center in Largo. 826-0838. That's 727. Go to peaksofhealth.com. Tommy, excited? Tomorrow, baby, we're getting IV'd up, pal.